This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was reading this morning where Harvard and Yale are getting rid of the term master. Now, master means a master of baseball, a master of golf, a master. We call Rembrandt a master of classical painting. But because somewhere in the world they also call someone a slave master, has thousands of different uses, now that word must be banned. There it is. Harvard abolishes master in titles in slavery fight. Students claim the title had echoes of slavery. Just like at other universities, they want the word, and they are doing it, Lynch removed off buildings. Well, the attorney general, his last name is Lynch. It's an Irish last name. Has nothing to do with lynching. It was a case of a family that reportedly hung one of their other family members who were named Lynch, so you get the name Lynch. But it has nothing to do. This is the mental illness. Talk about a pathetic, brainwashed population. There's no jobs. There's no future. They know how to fight with each other, though. And say, change the name of the hall after the person that helped pay for it, a benefactor, because we're scared by the word Lynch. And take down Martin Luther King's quotes, too, because he said, all God's children of every race, color, and creed together on the mountain. They said, what about transgendered? You didn't say women. It's craziness where everything can be attached to being upset and being a basket case. This is trained brainwashing mental illness. You notice that professor that says your kids don't belong to you, Melissa Harris Perry, if you watch her show, she's just, now wait a minute, don't say that this congressman's a hard worker. That disparages black slaves. Well, wait a minute, and then she takes anything you can imagine and then ties it to that to make the constituents just these mentally ill basket cases that are totally freaked out. And then I told folks, I don't celebrate a cultic Halloween, but I'll go to a costume party. And I went as wearing an airline captain hat, because I couldn't find a captain hat. We went on a little birthday party thing. Somebody else's birthday on Halloween. It was the day after, but it was on Halloween on a thing on the river. So I said, I'll just wear a captain hat. That's my costume. And then I went to a couple parties after that, and I had people come up to me, white guys, women, an Arab fellow, and go, what, are you some kind of Nazi? And there I was wearing purple jeans and a black shirt and a cap. And I went, what do you mean? That was like a Nazi thing. You know, the Nazis heard it. I was just like, what? I go, oh, I get it. I'm white, and I'm wearing a police hat. It kind of looks like a police hat. I'm a Nazi. I went, yeah, I am. Go ahead and be morally superior to me and tell me how great you are and how that just gave yourself a degree above me. But the truth is, you're a racist. Even if you're white pushing all this, it's just all you're into. I'm into art, literature, good food, friends, having fun, outdoors, going out and water skiing or wakeboarding. I'm just into, having a good time, being a good person, looking at the stars through a telescope, swimming in a swimming pool, grilling steaks. I want to be friends with everybody, and you just want to run around and test what you've been taught, what your worthless degrees are in, is ninnying and freaking out and control freaking on everybody. Then I have these headlines. Leftists pull fire alarm. It was a typo, not alarm. Block entrance to stop conservative from speaking. That's out in California. Outrage as school calls police after a pupil looks at UKIP website in class. There's no law against looking at it. It's a mainline libertarian party, fastest growing in Europe. Remember, they arrested Marie Le Pen last year, and she's facing a year in prison, the presidential frontrunner, for saying France has not faced any threat to its sovereignty like this with the Muslim wave since Nazi Germany. And they arrested her. Because these are hardcore totalitarians. And if they can normalize henpecking and bossing and controlling, I'm telling you, the folks that came up to me at those two different Halloween parties, it actually happened more than that, actually. They were running around that night. And it was just that I was, a good white guy in good shape. I guess people joke and say I look like an Irish cop or something with looks like a cop hat on. And the thing was just get in my face. Tell me I'm bad. Dude. Peck at me that I'm racist. And it was just crazy. Absolutely crazy. And I just enjoyed saying, oh, that's all you got. You're a mental midget. I almost hit the fire. I was just like, you know, you're a punk. I just, how dare you think you come over here and henpeck me and I'd fall over on the ground and start pee-peeing on myself. I actually said that. I mean, you people are crazy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in the room. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes,
threats in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we are now well into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast. We have 3 hours spanning out before us for the next 2 hours. A consummate political insider, Roger Stone, is going to be our guest. He's also the best-selling author of The Men Who Killed Kennedy. They got turned into TV shows, you name it. His 2 new books are available at InfoWarsStore.com or Amazon.com or TheStoneZone.com. I don't care where you get them, just get them. These sell out quick, though. I had to wait months to even get them. The Clintons' War on Women, and now Jeb and the Bush crime family. Now, I want to cover so much today with Roger Stone. I want to get into the fall of the Bush dynasty. I want to get into the unprecedented attacks on Trump that the world has never seen before. Chinese murderous government coming out. We have the Mexican president, Vicente Fox, former president, coming out. Democratic parties, Republican parties, Karl Rove, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Pope, Obama saying, you're not allowed to have him. He's disqualified. The arrogance of these people, I believe, will finally be their undoing, because even though they know they're losing their viewers, they're a shadow of what they were. And independent media like myself, I mean, when I say 28 million viewers a week, we're talking about 10 million of those listening or watching in the U.S. That's in the top 5 radio shows. And then the other 18 million, we have the Google numbers. I can show Stone in there. While the analytics is global, we're big. We're putting out info. We're about freedom and renaissance. We're not even, just about domestic audiences here, though I'm an American. This is a fight for freedom worldwide that Ron Paul and others have talked about, for true free market capitalism, not this crony garbage we've got. And Mr. Stone, in the last few decades, has had the will to write best-selling books exposing this shadow government. And he's somebody that should know, because he's worked inside deeply 3 administrations, been in 4 administrations, has been around since Barry Goldwater, worked inside the White House with Nixon, right through with Reagan, helped George Herbert Walker Bush get elected. But since then has basically realized, and I'm just recapping what you said before, that you couldn't do as much inside anymore. You could do more without. Just like you were the head of Trump's campaign, you got out so that you could actually do more making your own decisions. And I see you everywhere like a superhero, really defending Trump's flank when they try to sneak in and take him out. So I want to get into that. The fall of the Bushes, the unprecedented attacks, the fact that you have been banned and that they would say it. We have banned Roger Stone from CNN because he made fun of some of our ignorant reporters. This is amazing. It's why they're dying, but they don't care. They want to set that precedent to shut down free speech. And everywhere, they're arresting Le Pen of the Nationalist Front, which is just mainline conservative, in France, for saying there's a Muslim invasion. It's dangerous. It is incredible, the censorship of the universities. Harvard just came out today and said we will no longer say master's degree. Because, I mean, masters at golf, master, Obi-Wan Kenobi's a master. No, slave master, banning the word lynch. The last name is now evil. This is a cult of mind control, in my view, and I want to just run the gamut of why they're so scared of Donald Trump, killing political correctness, I mean, blowing a hole through it, calling the emperor's new clothes, and then I get concerned, and let's start here first, and I'm going to try to shut up, I'm so excited, with the fact that, think about this. The New York Times clearly gave the green light for their columnists to come out and say we need to kill Donald Trump. And we see many others saying we need to shut him down. We need to arrest him. The IRS needs to come after him. Everything you predicted. I mean, if everybody doesn't get behind Trump, they're clearly siding with the establishment. There's never been a clear-cut example. Roger Stone, and I'm just so glad in the last 6 months that I began to get behind Trump's reading the tea leaves and realizing, no, this guy's got to be for real. 9/11 truth, wanting to audit the Federal Reserve. I mean, it is just incredible what he's doing. Great to have you here.
Delighted to be here, Alex, as always.
I know I'm ranting. It's just so exciting, but my excitement is a mirror of the audience out there. I mean, they're like 95% behind Trump now. Folks in my office that weren't for Trump are now saying, no, it's clear we've got to get behind Trump. What do you think's happening? Of all the cornucopia I threw out, where should we start first?
Well, this is why the establishment, the insiders, the D.C. Wall Street cabal are so upset. The rise of Trump is a repudiation of 40 years of bipartisan treason. It is a complete repudiation of the fiscal policies that have left this country broke, the immigration policies that have taken away our security, the foreign interventionist policies that have made us spend blood and treasure for nothing, the trade policies that put us at a giant disadvantage to China, to Japan, to Mexico. Trump is naming names, and he understands the Clintons and the Bushes. The Republicans and the Democrats are in it together, and he scares the daylights out of the establishment because normally, as sadly was the case with Reagan, when an outsider is elected president, they're immediately co-opted. What happens is the establishment comes around and say, oh, Mr. President, you don't know how things work. We know how things work here in Washington. Let us help you. When they help you, they try to undo all of your policies. Trump cannot be bought. He cannot be bullied. He cannot be influenced. He cannot be squeezed. He cannot be blackmailed. And that is why the political establishment is literally wetting their britches over the radical reform that Trump would bring. He's going to reexamine 9/11. He's going to reexamine the origins of the phony Iraq war. He's going to reexamine our Federal Reserve. He's going to demand an audit. Who knows bankers better than
Because he understands this political elite's going to come after him regardless. Even if he was a sociopath, which I don't think he is, he's a guy who really cares about America, he knows they're going to keep coming after him once he gets in. He's got the will to politically kill them once he's president.
He's a man of enormous personal courage. I think that his life is in danger. He is such a threat to the status quo, to the ruling elite, to the established order. There's no way to stop Trump-NATO. Now, I can tell you, in every one of these primary states, the infrastructure controlled by his opponents was greater. Yet he's running up giant numbers. Democrats, independents, African-Americans, people who've stopped voting, people who never voted are coming to the aid of their country. He's running up numbers like I've never seen. So he is so much better than his campaign in the sense that this is a spontaneous grassroots uprising. Donald Trump shows up and thousands show up to greet him.
And here's the big question everybody asks. Once he gets in, I know he's a smart guy, and I can tell he doesn't. He likes prosperity. He's not one of these kleptocrats that wants to make people poor to control them. That's what this austerity globalism is all about. He clearly is against that. That's why they hate him. They're so scared of him. He's a nationalist. But if he doesn't deliver on a lot of this, obviously he knows people are going to be so hurt that he will get politically destroyed.
But he's not running because he needs to be president. He's not running because he wants to burnish his ego or his reputation. He's climbed every mountain you can climb.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, you know him so well, talk to him every day, known him for 40 years. I mean, tell us who Donald Trump really is at his essence and what you think he'll do once he's president.
He's a fighter. He is a man of enormous courage. He's a patriot. He's a nationalist. He's a firm believer in American sovereignty. And why is he running? I can sum this up. He's tired of seeing the country go down the drain. And when he says to us, our leaders are stupid, their decisions are stupid, their decisions make no sense. You want to give $150 billion to Iran in frozen assets? That's a stupid decision. Nobody could make a decision like that who cares about the future of their country. So Trump is giving up, Alex, an incredible lifestyle. He's got a great family.
He's making himself a major target.
There's no question. And he's working very hard. I dare say it's been a long time since he's seen a golf course. This guy loves to play golf as a form of relaxation, as a form of focus. But he's working harder than those who know him ever believed he would work because he sees the future of America in the balance and he understands this is it. This is the moment. We either save our country, take it back, and restore its greatness, or we step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Roger Stone is our guest. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important. Looking at this, I've studied history. I've been involved in politics for 25 years, first working for Buchanan when I was in high school. I'm not a political insider, though. I'm just a person from the grassroots that got involved with Access TV, then radio, then syndicated radio, because I really didn't want to be a slave. And I could see multinationals coming in to killing the Bill of Rights, killing the Constitution, and turning myself and my family into slaves. I mean, it really comes down to that I'm territorial. I'm not going to have a bunch of special interests come in and root me out and dominate me. And that's what Trump said is, you know, he's standing up. He's sick of these politicians ruining the country. And I read that article in Politico where, you know, how Trump did it. And it's basically what you told me privately about. He really hated seeing them kill the country. He met years ago thinking about doing this. He almost didn't do it. But now that he's in it, he said this. He realizes he'll be pretty much, his name's going to be hurt. He'll pretty much have to retire if he doesn't win this. And to see him not bought, not controlled, it's like the return of a man. Because not since Reagan have we had somebody that, you know, wasn't totally controlled by this political class. They hate Trump because he's not paying money for all the ads. He's not hiring all the consultants. This guy, as Chris Christie just said an hour ago endorsing him, has rewritten the political playbook. It's seismic. I mean, I get goosebumps because, and I rarely do, because this is so epic. I don't think viewers and listeners understand. There's no doubt now whether Trump was for real or not, and I know he's for real in my gut, and I can see it politically. He's breaking all the taboos. He is wrecking the insiders. He is changing the system forever. And it's just a manifestation, as you said, of the larger political uprising of populism. And Fox News is the worst now. I know you go on Megyn Kelly, and there's some nice folks over there. But Fox News has this talking point. Oh, I know. It's just poor white people and racist whites. I mean, it's like MSNBC now. And they're just putting it out that, you know, Trump's really a Democrat, and oh, it's racist and all this because it's whites that feel like they're getting poor, when his campaign isn't about race. It is so sick. Do you think that tactic will fail?
Well, frankly, there are far more egregious offenders than Fox. I've got to say a word in defense of Fox because Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity.
Oh, Sean Hannity's good on
these
him.
Guys have given Trump his fair shake, and that he and his point of view is at least reflected.
Even though there's orders coming down probably from Murdoch to.
Well, compare that to CNN, which is the Clinton News Network.
All I'm saying is, shouldn't Fox be more supportive of a populist conservative?
I think they are supportive of
him. Okay, good.
I do think he gets access and he gets his chance to lay out his case to the American people. So I am not a critic of Fox, but I'll say this. I am a critic of CNN. Now, it's very interesting. Alex, I went back and had to look. Since August of last year, I've either been on Fox Business or the Fox News Channel to talk on behalf of Trump, to defend Trump, to stand up for Trump 49 times. I have been on CNN exactly 3 times since August.
So I get your point.
Yesterday announced that I am banned. Banned from what? Banned from something I was never admitted to? This gets even more comical. MSNBC, under pressure from Media Matters from America, this group of twisted freaks who are Clinton apologists, who the Clintons can do no wrong, first they demand I be banned at CNN, where I was never admitted. Now MSNBC, where I have not appeared once this year and appeared once last year. They've banned me. How do you ban someone who's never been admitted to begin with?
So why are they announcing it? Just to set the precedent for banning people?
Well, because they know I have the goods on the Bushes and the Clintons. Because they know, as someone who was an insider for 40 years, who someone who was in the service of 3 American presidents, who worked on 9 Republican presidential campaigns, as someone who worked in the U.S. Senate as an assistant to Senator Bob Dole, a patriot, as someone who worked in the U.S. House as an assistant to Congressman Bob Steele, who is a member of the House Budget Committee, they know that I've seen the inside workings of the establishment. They know I have the goods on Hillary Clinton. They know that I'm well aware of the fact that her husband is a sexual predator who has attacked multiple women, but more importantly, that Hillary has been an accessory after the fact in every one of those sex crimes. They know that I'm well aware of Bill's abandoned mixed-race son, Danny Williams, who they threw away like a piece of trash and who they doctored up a phony DNA test. They know that I have the keys to defeating the Clintons, and therefore Stone must be discredited. We must discredit him because he knows too much.
Well, I'm now seeing your point. You're right about Fox. I would just expect them. I mean, obviously they're not as bad as CNN or MSNBC. I would just expect them with a patriot like this, a clear winner, not to do the little jabs and stuff. So that's why I'm upset with Fox.
At least they're a real news network. When they say fair and balanced, they are fair and balanced. And many.
So I get it. That's why they have some folks attacking Trump.
Many of the talking heads there who I know privately, personally, very pro-Trump and not afraid to say so. And they let Trump and the Trump campaign get its fair share.
Well, let's talk numbers then. Super Tuesday. What do you expect to happen? What's a big win versus something that isn't as good a win? What do you really think is about to happen?
I still think Trump is on his is on track to win big because this is a natural phenomena. It's not about paid television commercials. It's not about phone banks. It's not about the party organization and who's endorsed by who. This is a citizen uprising, and all the polls have been wrong. Donald Trump has always outperformed the polls. He actually runs ahead of where the polls say they're going to run. So here's the bad news for the Republican establishment. They have always assumed that as this field winnowed down, as the Chris Christies got out of the race, as Jeb Bush got out of the race, as the race boiled down to two candidates or three candidates, that all the establishment voters would galvanize behind the establishment candidate and Trump could be defeated. Here's what they didn't count on. Trump is bringing in thousands of new people, young people, disaffected people.
It's populism. That's what they're
right.
scared of.
It's Andrew Jackson-style populism. And ironically, the establishment never liked Jackson. You know why? He was so crude. He was so blunt. He was so plain-spoken. He was so uncultured. He was he was a truth-teller of his time. And he denounced the big banks. He denounced federal control by the big banks. Does this sound familiar? Donald Trump may be the greatest American hero since Andrew Jackson.
I was about to say, if he gets elected and actually delivers on 20% of what he says he'll do, because obviously he can't do everything, he's not a dictator, he'll be as big as George Washington. I think Trump realizes that, but you know him well, that if he can be the guy that's the turnaround expert for America and the brand Americana, that he'll be who John Wayne wishes he was.
And I only think, in all honesty, that it'll take one term. He only wants one term because he's going to bring such broad change to the country. Let's take the wall. Donald Trump knows, from an engineering point of view, from a construction point of view, that the wall can be built. The Mexicans say they're not going to pay for it. Donald Trump's well aware of the fact that the Mexican government is laundering millions of dollars in drug money. They are
billions.
The central bank. Billions. They are the central bankers for the cartels. So we'll be indicting Mexican national figures. We'll have a war because we're going to make them obey the law. And Donald Trump will make the Mexicans stop importing billions of dollars into our country in drugs that are destroying our inner cities, that are killing our young people.
Well, there's a lot of other pressure also that can be done because there's so many subsidies, billions a year, sent down there just to, quote, fight the drug war. So, I mean, there's so much leverage. Mexico is basically totally dependent on the U.S. And so for people to say it's crazy, he's going to make them pay for a wall, Trump, I believe, will actually try to get that done. But what I like is him coming out and saying, audit the Fed. You were on a few days before he came out with those tweets. And was that just spontaneous that he did that, or had you been talking to him?
Who understands bankers better than Donald Trump? Donald Trump understands the banker mentality. He's taken more bankers to the cleaner than any businessman in the country. He understands how they operate, and he wants to know what's happening at the Fed. He wants to understand the Fed's role in our economy. Look, I worked in the Senate. I worked in the House. I worked on the budgeting process. There's billions of dollars of fraud and waste in our federal budget. But the reason that everybody in the political class always talks about cutting it but never really cuts it is because every one of those dollars has been put there by somebody powerful, some senator, some congressman, some special.
And that's why they're scared to death, is he might actually cut that off.
He is going to take an axe to federal spending. Look at the way he runs his own companies. He runs a very tight ship. He wastes not
a
dollar.
And folks shouldn't be scared, because then all that money will just stay with taxpayers and go where you want it, going to innovation, going to choices you've made, going to competition. It'll explode.
Not a dollar that we're talking about is helping the American people in any way. It's only helping special interests. So now, finally, we would have a president with the guts and the fortitude and the knowledge and the green eyeshade to really cut federal spending, which, as you know, between that and Trump's incredibly dynamic tax reform plan, you would have a booming economy.
Well, look, they're genuinely afraid of him because he's a nationalist, because he's a family guy, he's anti-political correctness, He's sick of being bullied. He's sick of America being bullied. But he doesn't want to start just mindless, pointless wars for profit. He's just good on every point. I mean, it's really amazing to have somebody this good. And that's why they're so scared. When we come back, Mr. Stone, I want to go through strategies, what my listeners all over the country and people all over the world, quite frankly, can do to help get Donald Trump elected, and also the new attacks you're expecting, all this garbage about his tax returns. I think that's a really good point for him to make, that not just saying maybe I'm being persecuted by the IRS. If he gets audited all the time, it's obvious he's being persecuted.
Yes.
And so is Carson. People are so sick of the IRS. And so if they think they're going to bring out his taxes and demonize him over something, I think that's going to backfire. It seems like their instincts are really turning against him. And then the fall of the House of Bush. Have we now seen it? And was it Donald Trump bringing up the 28 pages that did it? Because obviously it is, folks. And again, that's another reason to just say, I'm all in for Donald J. Trump. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. Me old animal.
What was that? Is that a dog?
Hey, Silly.
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president's made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny.
Let me have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always.
I will fight to rein in Wall Street. And you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicle.
Open up. Come on, take it. Take it.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
All right, Mr. Stone's going to be with us all the way to the end of the next hour. And next hour, I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers that have a specific question for Mr. Stone, huge Trump insider, former head of his campaign. And also, if you disagree with Trump, you're welcome to call in as well. So I'm going to go ahead and give the number out now. It'll be about 30 minutes until we go to your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I've been kind of ranting and asking my questions. He's got a bunch of points he wants to get into. The real plan to steal the election from Trump, but sunshine can stop it. Then the fall of the House of Bush. That's kind of old news now, but I want to do a post-mortem on it because it shows where the whole power structure is going if they don't get smart and stop cannibalizing the golden goose. That's all coming up. His two books are available at InfoWarsStore.com, The Clinton's War on Women, and Jeb and the Bush Crime Family. And this is the guy, to a great extent, advising Donald Trump. And so that obviously is another reason the power structure is so scared. And you notice whenever Stone was in here 4 or 5 months ago, he said, watch, Trump is going to go after the Bush crime family. He's going to go after Clinton for the raping and her covering it up. And he did it all. So we literally are talking to the Trump insider here right now. It's so exciting. The establishment media is tearing their hair out about this. He's going to be speaking tomorrow night. I will have a camera crew there covering it. I don't want to say I'm going to show up and you know, get in the way, but I might pop in towards the end at Brave New Books in downtown Austin, down by UT at Guadalupe. Well, I'm trying to get them to speak at UT. I spoke there, and they filled the whole hall, 2,000 people. But believe me, you'll want to get there early because about 100 people can get into the downstairs area, about 100 upstairs. So you'll get to meet him regardless, and they'll have lines around the building, believe me. But that is 7 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday, Brave New Books. And we're going to shoot his speech and then air excerpts of it because everything he says is so good on the Sunday show that I'll be hosting 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But I'm definitely going to send a crew down there and do a Facebook mentions during his speech. That'll get millions of views, and I'm going to do a Periscope down there. The issue is his Facebook mention is supposed to be personal. That's why I may be in the parking lot and start the video and then send it in and not go in. I mean, I want to be there, but again, it turns into a circus. So that's tomorrow night, Brave New Books, downtown Austin, Texas. Be sure and be there, and then we'll talk to folks, obviously, live on Facebook mentions and more who want to make their comments as well. We're going to go for a few hours tomorrow night because this is a really important event. I'm told a lot of newspapers and TV are going to be there covering as well. So that's fantastic. Will Stone himself defeat the globalists? No, but all of us together backing him and Donald Trump and others, we will. It's the power of the populace. Speaking of the power of the populace, this organization, back when the IRS was auditing me and I was getting harassed and death threats and sued, and they said, look, this is about 8 years ago. I was told by the establishment, shut up, leave us alone. And we got syndication deals for you and stuff. Just be a mainline Republican. And I said, you know what? I'm going to actually try to make money now. I'm going to try to get big now. I'm going to really try to expand now and hire reporters because you tried to shut me up. I was going to stay small before. You tried to push me around. Watch what happens. And now we don't reach 4 or 5 million people a week. We reach 28 million people. And We now have scores of reporters and crew. We had one of the biggest stories this week, according to Google, number one. So that's the effect of what you can do as well. And your purchases of the books, the videos, the water filters, the high-quality nutraceuticals, all of it, and InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com is helping build this. And we're doing an unprecedented sale that we've never done before, the biggest sale ever. It's a leap year sale. Never done this before. Biggest sale ever. 30% off everything until Monday at midnight. Everything. 30% off and free shipping, and that's on top of the discounts that are already there. We're losing money on many items. I just said things are so hot in the country right now. Things are so crazy. I said, let's have a giant sale. They said, you know, it's funny you say that. We're planning a leap year sale next Monday, 24 hours only. I said, no, let's do it through the weekend and then through Monday and then not extend it. So I'm not extending it. I'm not extending it. This is the biggest sale ever in the history of InfoWars, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You also sign up for auto shipping at 10% off on top of that. It is just crazy. And thank you all for your support. It's amazing. But also support Donald Trump with phone calls to media and by voting and by donating. You know, buy one of those Make America Great Again hats that I've got one that really makes the socialists mad downtown. It's beautiful. It's wonderful to exercise your free speech because this guy just got banned off CNN even though he was already banned. They wanted to announce it like they control the narrative. Now, I'm ranting, Mr. Stone. You've got the floor right through for the next 12 minutes till we go to break.
Here's my big concern, Alex. Unlike with Ronald Reagan, at a certain point, the political establishment realized that the Reagan avalanche could not be stopped. And therefore, they tried to force former President Gerald Ford on him for vice president. And then they ultimately did force George H.W. Bush on him. That was the price of peace. That was the price of a united Republican Party. Also, they began to see that Reagan could defeat Carter, and of course they wanted to get their nose back into the trough, and they figured, don't worry about Reagan. Once he's president, we can surround him with our people, we can co-opt him.
And that was back when there were still kind of two parties.
Yes, indeed. Now, I have no illusions here. The Bushes have not given up. Terrific story in the New York Daily News about how the Bush family will now swing their weight first behind Marco Rubio. They put the little skirmish with Rubio, who is their protege, behind them, and now they are all out to stop Trump. Make no mistake about this. Barbara Bush will be out campaigning for Hillary Clinton this fall if Donald Trump is the nominee. So the financial wherewithal and the Bush...
Well, they call each other family.
They're very close because they've stolen together, because they've profiteered together.
And they've had fake charities together.
Yes, four of them, all of which are complete and total financial scams. So don't write Jeb off. Jeb's now looking at 4 years from now. And they got George P. He's the land commissioner here in Texas. He's waiting in the wings. These people are criminals. They wrap themselves in patriotism, yet they've never made an honest dime in their lives, and they have profiteered mightily from the system. Don't think that Jeb is just licking his wounds and riding off into the sunset.
So, folks, you need to understand, you're about to get the inside baseball on how they plan to sabotage Trump at the convention or pass that at the election. So give us the battle plan, General.
Yes, here's what's going to happen. First of all, the rules for the convention have to be adopted before the convention. Most egregious is Rule 40B. This was originally passed by the Romney people to jam one of my heroes, Ron Paul. Ron Paul legitimately won delegates, but they didn't want those delegates even to be registered in the convention, and they wouldn't let this congressman, a Republican congressman, they would never allow his name to even be put in nomination. So they will take Rule 40B, which just before the convention must be either readopted or amended or dropped, but they will use 40B to allow someone who has not won a single delegate, who has not won a single caucus or a single primary, to allow someone's name to be put on the floor, a white knight for the establishment. It would have been Jeb, but Jeb is now so discredited in this cycle, he is so bombed out with voters that they know that's not credible. That's why Mitt Romney is all dressed up and ready to go. That's why Mitt Romney was viciously attacking Donald Trump on Twitter last night all through the debate. Mitt Romney is their, he's their horse. He's the horse they have on the sidelines waiting to bring him in.
Now, to explain how that happens, the Democrats have their superdelegate. The Republicans have something similar. If the if Trump doesn't get the certain number when they go the first round there at the convention, when the people pledge their delegates?
Yes.
So are they planning to try to force Romney completely in or make him VP?
Here are the steps that they would take. Number one, they will take away the fact that delegates are bound on the first delegate on the first ballot.
Oh.
Let's take New York, for example. The delegation to the convention from New York State will be handpicked by the Republican state chairman, Ed Koch.
And by the way, just to back you up, it was in the news last night that 200 top Republicans met in secret, a bunch of them basically the delegates or the superdelegates of another name, in New York with Rubio's people on how to steal it.
Exactly right.
So what you're saying is fact. Please continue.
Right. So they will try to unbind those delegates, meaning that even if Trump, even if state law in various states requires a delegate to vote on the basis of the result of the state primary, they will seek to unbind them. Alternatively, they stall Trump short of victory on the first ballot, because then on the second ballot, all of the binding is gone. So even though I expect Donald Trump to triumph in the New York primary, where his campaign is being run by one of the great organizers and rabble-rousers of all time, my friend Carl Paladino, and where they will thrash the establishment upstate, downstate, on Long Island, in the New York suburbs, the will of the voters can be undone by these convention rules. Now, what I have done is start to reach out to some of my old associates, some of them going back to the Goldwater campaign, some of them going back to the Reagan campaign, to pull together some of the best convention operatives in America today. We have set up a fund to pay for their travel, to pay for their hotel rooms, to bring them to Cleveland to avoid the steal. You can go to stopthesteal.com right now if you want to make a contribution.
So I said this from the beginning. We're launching a major move to stop them stealing the will of the voters. This is how elections are really won, folks.
And what we need is the pros. We need the people who know these rules and they know the ropes. Here's what I do know. The Bush people have manipulated the convention rules since the 80s, and they know the inside game, and they're prepared to play the inside game. As you point out, there's 150 superdelegates. The superdelegates are Republican National Committee members and state chairs. Very few Donald Trump votes within that group. So if you do the math, Trump doesn't have to win 50% of the delegates up for grabs in the primaries and caucuses. He's got to win 54%. Otherwise, he's short of the magic number, and that's what they seek to
do. So we need a landslide, folks, to override this.
Absolutely. And in all honesty, at this point, Ben Carson, who I do think is a patriot, Ted Cruz, who I don't think is a patriot, Ted Cruz, whose wife Heidi was Condoleezza Rice's deputy when they started the Iraq War. Then she went over to the U.S. Trade Representative.
He is a Herbert Walker Bush minion protege.
No question. This is where he came from. Trump actually understated the case last night. Ted Cruz recruited John Roberts.
Are you saying, because I believe you, and I don't want to admit this to myself because I wanted to believe in him, Cruz is like a Bush operative sleeper cell because the Bush name is over. He literally is a sleeper cell unless he's turned against him. But he was put in power by them as, I guess, a Tea Party takeover artist. Do you think he's turning against them, or is he a full operative, a double agent?
Well, in a minimum, I think he's a Trojan horse. This guy became a conservative exactly 4 years ago. Prior to that, he was the top issue advisor to Governor George W. Bush. He recruited John Roberts to the administration. Now let's look at his wife, Heidi. I'm sure she's a nice lady.
Goldman Sachs.
She was the deputy assistant national security advisor when they gave us the phony Iraq War. Then she moved over to the U.S. Trade Representative's office, where she was the deputy U.S. Trade Representative working on China policy. That China policy Donald Trump talked so much about. By the way, if you go to her wiki bio, those things have been airbrushed out of existence. Then she goes to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs made a $1 million sweetheart special interest loan to fund Ted Cruz's ascent to the Senate. Now, in the beginning, I liked Ted Cruz. I liked what he had to say. He sounded to me like a patriot. Folks, he's a quisling. He's a Trojan horse. He's one of them. He too, plays a role in this effort to block Donald Trump. His role now is very clear. Siphon conservative votes from Trump. Siphon liberty votes.
Yeah, I mean, the conservatives don't see the full power of Sauron, the full power of the New World Order is against Trump. This is not a ruse. It's real. He's causing irrevocable damage to him. If people don't get behind Trump, Hillary will destroy a Cruz or a Rubio. Rubio's obviously a ringer. You know, they're waiting to make him president down the road. If you don't get behind Trump, you're totally insane.
And, Alex, I know this is an absolute fact. At this very moment, Ted Cruz is trying to broker a deal with Marco Rubio in which he will continue to damage Trump in return for a Supreme Court seat. That's what he wants. So he's not only an oily lawyer, a slick operator. I like to call him Tricky Ted. This string of sophomoric dirty tricks is beyond anything that I've seen, and I believe in hardboard politics. I get it.
But yeah, they call you super dirty trickster, but I looked at the stuff you did. None of that was dirty.
Well, first of all, it was all legal, and politics ain't beanbag. But that's not the same thing as sending threatening letters to voters to make them vote, or spreading a false rumor on CNN that Ben Carson, a patriot, is getting out of the race and then contacting Carson voters to tell them the latest. Oh, did you hear? Ben's getting out of the race. Switch your vote to Ted Cruz. Now, doctoring pictures of Barack Obama and Marco Rubio shaking hands? Last time I saw that was in 1950 when Joe McCarthy doctored pictures of the liberal senator from Maryland, Millard Tidings, shaking hands with the president of the U.S. Communist Party, Earl Broward, which blew Tidings out of the Senate. That's a dirty trick.
So we need a tsunami, but if we don't get the total tsunami because of stuff going on in the states, it looks like that's where it's going now. And how do we stop them there on the floor by putting Patriot operatives in to basically be there from the beginning saying, we're watching for it, we know it's coming, so that if they even try it, it blows up in their face? Because this isn't past years when folks were asleep. If they try to steal this from the people, I think there'll be civil unrest.
Well, that's why I've had to reach out to a number of veteran conservative operatives, people who know the rules as well as the Bushes. We're not without assets. We're not without solid delegation.
We should bring everyone. Pat Buchanan, I know, supporting Trump. We ought to bring him down to the floor.
Absolutely.
We need to bring all these titans in.
That's exactly why we have set up StopTheSteal.com.
We need to get Matt Drudge, obviously, who likes Trump and loves Trump. You know, he'll be involved watching for the steal.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, just like anything else, you shed light on the cockroaches and the cockroaches will scramble. We're going to have to shed light on what they have in mind. Terrific piece in the Daily Beast the other day. They blurted it out. Yes, they're playing for the brokered convention. Who emerges? Is it Mitt Romney? Is it Marco Rubio? Is it John Kasich? I think they've given up on Jeff.
But after this spectacle of Trump and he's the winner, if they don't give it to him, the public's finally going to get it. And, I mean, this is incredible.
But on the one hand, you could say the party nomination would be worth nothing if they steal it from Trump. On the other hand, the insiders don't care about that.
Exactly. They got Hillary already. This is epic. This is epic.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By the way, folks, we're teleprompter free here, TV/radio. So we got it wrong, and I'm sorry I got it wrong. It's stopthesteal.org is the website. If you want to try to recruit people like Pat Buchanan, you name it, to be on the floor talking to the media, invading, and making sure they don't steal the election from the people. And they've done this before. So it's key. Again, that's stopthesteal.org, and everybody should get involved. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, and your calls are coming up in the next hour. A lot of key questions for the consummate Trump insider, Roger Stone. I'm your host, Alex Jones. His two new books are out, and, of course, they came out in the last few months. You notice you suddenly hear Trump basically talking about everything in these, the Clinton's war on women. And then, of course, we also have Jeb and the Bush crime family. But I tell you, these are important books for folks to get to be educated as you attack the political establishment that are merged at the hip, call each other family. But to a great extent, I mean, let's just say it. You have been, folks, I don't just say stuff. Everybody knows that. You've been the prime mover in getting mainstream media to face the fact of the sex crimes of the Clintons and the Bush CIA drug running and the MENA and how these two families work together. And as soon as they brought out 9/11 Truth, Jeb's numbers went down. Jeb pulled out because they were scared to death. Our reporters confronted him twice, and they tried to call it a conspiracy theory. His numbers only went up. There are 28 pages. We did attack the wrong country. What do you have to say about the whole Bush dynasty and where all this is going?
Alex, a year ago, more than a year ago, I set out with two goals. One was to defeat Hillary Clinton. And the other was to elect Donald Trump, and I knew that meant vanquishing Jeb Bush. Jeb took a powder because my book lays out how he has never made an honest dime in his life, how he has used the governorship and his family connections to profiteer, and done so at the expense of the taxpayers. Between Lehman Brothers and Enron, the taxpayers of Florida lost
SNL, $1 billion. The whole family is a scamming weasel.
There's no question. I don't think they ever expected anybody to put it all together. So it's there.
Trump builds stuff and is a TV star and an entrepreneur and a celebrity and loves America. The Bushes literally were the main Nazi lawyers, Prescott Bush. They literally are organized crime, scum of the earth.
Yeah, look, the Bushes would steal a hot stove. They've never made an honest dollar in their life. They've traded on the family name. This is a classic deal. You go to an SNL. You take out a fraudulent loan that you know you're never going to honor. Then you take the money from the loan. You short the stock in the bank. Then the bank falls and you cash in, leaving the taxpayers holding the bag. That's what Neil Bush did. That's what Marvin Bush did. That's what Jeb Bush did.
Jeb works with third world African dictators.
Well, look, the guy got a $4 million personal taxpayer finance bailout when Daddy was the vice president. He defrauded an SNL, brought
Bauer. And Donald Trump had the nerve to go up against a crime family nobody messes with. And I want to show this a Bruder film. And I don't say this to be theatrical. I said, let me tell you, they're looking at killing him and trying to figure it out. I mean, I know politics. He's real. That's why I'm so behind him, because he's in the arena, folks. And it's easy to sit here and bitch and complain because he's not perfect. That guy is in the arena against the globalists. You want it, you got it. That's what most of these questions are. You know, he's wearing a bulletproof vest, the whole nine yards. I just pray to God nothing happens to him.
Well, this is one of the key points last night, which is the IRS harassment now of Trump is an added dimension. I mean, not only are they out of control, but rather than yanking the tax status of the Clinton Foundation, where the Clinton Foundation filings and their state filings and their federal filings are completely and totally permeated with fraud. Rather than going after the Clintons, what's the IRS doing? They're going after Donald Trump. They're harassing an honest businessman. I haven't seen his tax returns. I guarantee you this. He's paying millions in taxes.
It's going to backfire. It's going to backfire. They got the IRS running around 10,000 times what Nixon did with the IRS. I mean, literally.
Nixon actually never did anything with the IRS.
That's why I say 10,000
times. He only talked about it. But the IRS was completely unresponsive.
Exactly. So they're running around persecuting everybody, you know, right of Mao Zedong, and then they're saying Trump's bad. Back in 70 seconds with the third hour. Your call straight up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.